A Deal in Ostriches by H.G. Wells. Talking of the price of birds, I've seen an ostrich that cost £300, said the taxidermist, recalling his youth of travel. £300! He looked at me over his spectacles. I've seen another that was refused at £4. No, he said, it wasn't any fancy points. There was just plain ostriches, a little off colour too, owing to dietary. And there wasn't any particular restriction of the demand either. You'd have thought 5 ostriches would have ruled cheap on an East Indiaman. But the point was, one of them had swallowed a diamond. The chap it got it off was Sir Mohini Padishah, a tremendous swell. A Piccadilly swell, you might say, up to the neck of him. And then an ugly black head and a whopping turban with this diamond in it. The blessed bird pecked suddenly and at it. And when the chap made a fuss, it realised it had done wrong, I suppose, and went and mixed itself with the others to preserve its incog. It all happened in a minute. I was among the first to arrive, and there was this heathen going over his gods, and 2 sailors, and the man who had charge of the birds laughing fit to split. It was a rummy way of losing a jewel, come to think of it. The man in charge hadn't been about just at the moment, so he didn't know which bird it was. Clean lost, you see. I didn't feel half sorry, to tell you the truth. The beggar had been swaggering over his blessed diamond ever since he came aboard. A thing like that goes from stem to stern of a ship in no time. Everybody was talking about it. Padishah went below to hide his feelings. At dinner, he pigged at a table by himself, him and 2 other Hindus. The captain kind of jeered at him about it, and he got very excited. He turned round and talked into my ear. He would not buy the birds. He would have his diamond. He demanded his rights as a British subject. His diamond must be found. He was firm upon that. He would appeal to the House of Lords. The man in charge of the birds was one of those wooden-headed chaps you can't get a new idea into anyhow. He refused any proposal to interfere with the birds by way of medicine. His instructions were to feed them so-and-so and treat them so-and-so, and it was as much as his place was worth not to feed them so-and-so and treat them so-and-so. Padishah had wanted a stomach pump, though you can't do that to a bird, you know. This Padishah was full of bad law, like most of those blessed Bengalis, and talked of having a lien on the birds and so forth. But an old boy who said his son was a London barrister argued that what a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?